Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Actually, today is Pastor Stephen Butterfield's birthday, so we're going to give him a shout-out. Amen. Glory to God. Hope you enjoyed it. And they have a program which comes on every Saturday evening. The name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International. They have services every Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., beginning with Sunday school, and worship services starts at 10. Also have Bible studies every Wednesday. They have Bible study Wednesday at noon, and you can actually call this number to hear it live. And they have Bible studies also Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and you can go to their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website, which is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Give it all.
Come on, Elijah. Come on, play. Come on, play. Come on, play. Come on, play. Somebody say, play, Elijah. Play, Elijah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is no ordinary worship. No ordinary song. Because the God I serve is greater. And I'm going to give him all that I have. Everything within me. All because of what he's done for me. Glory to God. Never left me, never forsook me, never turned his back on me, never let me down. Jehovah Shammah, always there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody glad that God was always there? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary worship. Hallelujah. This is a lifestyle. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Well, good morning. Thank you once again for calling in. And we're going to get into the word. Amen. As I said earlier, today is Pastor Stephen Butterfield's birthday, so we want to give him a shout out. Bless you, man of God. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Love you, sir. Glory to God. Going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 and 6. Hebrews 11, chapter, verses 1 and 6. And it reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to read that one again. Now faith. Put emphasis on the word now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 reads, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The title of the message this morning is, Now Faith. now safe. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, Father, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to go into this world and do what you've called us to do. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the example, to live a sinless life, and then to go to the cross with the sins of the world, to defeat death, to defeat hell, to defeat the grave, to defeat sin. And thank you, Father, for raising him up on the third day with all power, giving us access to you, God. Thank you for Holy Spirit, for his leading, his guiding, his teaching, his comfort. And thank you for you, Father, our Creator, Abba, Father. Thank you for considering us, God, for specifically creating us in your image and after your likeness, for calling us into your family. Now, Father, we receive your word. Help us to apply it to our lives, that you may be glorified, God, that you may be lifted on high. I decrease that you may increase, Father. None of me and all of you. Use my voice, God, to speak your words of life. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now safe. Now. I heard someone say that faith is always now. Faith is not will be. Faith is not has been. Faith is now. As a matter of fact, when we look at that scripture again in verse 1, it says, now faith is. We can stop right there. Now faith is. Faith is now. Let's look at the word now. Now. Now means at the present time or moment. In the time immediately before the present, in the time immediately to follow forthwith. So let's look at that again. It says, now is at the present time. Now is in the time immediately before the present. And now is in the time immediately to follow. Now is. Of a relating to the present time means existing. Now means excitingly new. Excitingly new. And it also means constantly aware of what is new. That's what now means. The word without, we read in verse 6 that, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without means outside, on the outside, externally, an outer place or area. Without is used as a function word to indicate the absence or lack of something or someone. I want to read that one again. Without is used as a function word to indicate the absence or lack of something or someone. Now let's look at the word faith. Faith. I want to read about faith in my Holman Bible Dictionary. So I want you to bear with me. I want to talk about faith this morning. Now, faith. Faith says trusting commitment of one person to another, particularly of a person to God. Faith is the central concept of Christianity. I'm going to repeat that one. Faith is the central concept of Christianity. One may be called a Christian only if one has faith. So, no faith, no Christianity. Our English word, faith, comes from the Latin. You have to bear with me with these translations. It's spelled F-I-D-E-S. As developed through the old French words, F-E-I and F-E-I-D. In Middle English, 1150 through 1475, faith replaced the word that eventually evolved into belief. Faith came to mean loyalty to a person to whom one is bound by promise or duty. Faith was fidelity. I like that. It says faith was fidelity. So without faith must have been infidelity. We'll leave that one alone. Belief came to be distinguished from faith as an intellectual process having to do with the acceptance of a proposition. The verb form of faith dropped out of English usage toward the end of the 16th century. In the Old Testament, the word faith occurs in the Old Testament only twice, only two times. We're going to look at it. The first one is in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Deuteronomy 32, and we're going to start at verse 16. And it reads, they provoke him to jealousy with strange gods, with admonitions, with abominations, provoke they him to anger. They sacrifice unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Verse 19 says, and when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. There it is. So this is a description of those who have provoked him to jealousy, that were sacrificing unto false idols. The reason is because they were children in whom is no faith. No faith. That's number one. The second one is in Habakkuk, or some people may pronounce it Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2, and we're going to start at verse 1. And it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon table, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. That's the second time. But the just shall live by his faith. So those are the two times that the word faith is mentioned in the Old Testament. So let's continue. Because the Old Testament does not have a word equivalent to the English noun faith, faith does not mean the idea of faith is important for the Old Testament. Habakkuk 2 and 4 was properly taken by Paul as the center of Old Testament religion. God prepared the way for his people in mercy and grace, then called them to obedience. To accept the responsibilities of God's covenant was to trust his word that he alone was God, and to commit one's life to his promises for the present and future. That is faith. I want to read that again. To accept the responsibilities of God's covenant was to trust his word that he alone was God, and to commit one's life to his promises for the present and future. That is faith. In the New Testament, faith is used in a number of ways, but primarily with the meaning trust or confidence in God. Trust or confidence in God. The New Testament sometimes uses faith to designate Christianity itself or that which Christians believe. In this usage, it is clear that an element of what we call belief is essential to the personal relationship we are calling faith. Here it would be well to note Hebrews 11:6. Also, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. In this verse, also, the word translated believe is the Greek verb form of faith. Context here dictates that we understand it in the sense of intellectual acceptance of a proposition, belief. To have a right relation with God, it is necessary to believe that God is, that God has revealed himself in Christ, and to accept God accepts you. To have a right relation with God, it is necessary to believe that God is, that God has revealed himself in Christ, and to accept God accepts you. If faith is a religion itself, it is so in more than an intellectual way. Faith is also the living out of the religion. It is Christianity in action. That's what faith is. Living out the religion. It is Christianity in action. This is the meaning of we walk by faith, not by sight, in 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walking represents the totality of one's way of life. Paul wrote that faith, both in the sense of Christian piety and of the trust and confidence one puts in God, determines action in life. Faith changes the standards and priorities of life. I want to read that one again. Faith changes the standards and priorities of life. So the question is, what are your standards? And what are your priorities? Faith changes the standards and priorities of life. If Christianity may be called the faith, then it is a small step to the New Testament usage of the participle of the verb form of faith to designate Christians. This form is often translated believers or those who believe. The nearest the New Testament comes to presenting a definition of faith per se is in Hebrews 11:1. Here faith is called the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's the Revised Standard Version. Thus, Hebrews very closely ties faith to Christian hope. The personal conviction of faith encourages the Christian to continue hoping for the fulfillment of the promises of God. The personal conviction of faith encourages the Christian to continue hoping for the fulfillment of the promises of God. But it is not the substance, as in the King James Version, of these things hoped for. In any normal sense of substance, the things hoped for have a reality greater than anyone's hoping for them. Faith is then meant as a sort of foretaste of the hope for things. So the conclusion is, faith is what we believe. It is Christianity itself. But primarily, it is the relationship we have with God through what Jesus accomplished in his death and resurrection. I'm going to read that one again. Faith is what we believe. It is Christianity itself. But primarily, it is the relationship we have with God through what Jesus accomplished and his death and resurrection. That's what faith is. Christians, the word Christians is mentioned only once in the Bible. And the word Christian, singular, is mentioned twice. Let's look at it. The word Christians, plural, is mentioned only once in the Bible, and we can find that in Acts, the book of Acts, verse 11. We'll start at verse 25. Acts 11, 25 reads, "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." So that's where Christians, the word Christians, is found in the Bible. Now the word Christian singular is found twice. The first one we're going to look at, stay in Acts, the 26th chapter. Acts 26, and we're going to start at verse 27. Talking about now faith. Verse 27, and it reads, "King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." This was Paul. Paul was preaching. And so at the end of his message, he asked King Agrippa, "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." Verse 28 says, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Almost. So that's the first time we see the word Christian, singular, in the Bible. But verse 29 says, "And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, King Agrippa, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds." See, Paul was in chains. He was restrained. He was in shackles and handcuffs and waist restraints. But he was preaching the gospel. But listen to his mindset. He said, "Not only you, King Agrippa, but I wish that everybody that hears this message of salvation would become quote-unquote Christians. So that's the first time that the word Christian singular is mentioned in that. Is that your mentality? That everyone would be saved. Everyone will be born again. Everyone will be a Christian. Wouldn't it change some things? Now let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 15. And it reads, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf." So that's the second time we see the word Christian, singular. So if everyone was a Christian, will we have murderers? Will we have thieves? Will we have evildoers? Will we have busybodies in other people's businesses? The definition of faith. It said that the closest definition that we had to faith is in Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 19. Hebrews 10, starting at verse 19. And it reads, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. "Having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God." Verse 22, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Now, some of you have heard me take the word faith, the letters of the word faith as acronyms for full assurance and true heart. To me, that's the definition of faith. Faith is full assurance and true heart. That's what it just said in verse 22. It says, "Let us draw near." Well, draw near to who? To God. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And then verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." So that's our assurance that God is faithful. So that's what we're putting our full assurance in. That if he said it, he would do it. That's faith. Full assurance and true heart. Now let's go back to our text. Hebrews 11. Starting at verse 1. We're going to read it in the Message Bible. Talking about now faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. And it reads, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Don't y'all want to hear that again? I do. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Listen to this. This is what faith is. It's our handle on what we can't see. Picture that. I have a cup here with some coffee in it. Ooh, that was good. And on this cup, I'm holding it with the handle. So picture what this is saying. It says faith is our handle on what we can't see. What are you holding on to? I'm going to let you marinate on that. What are you holding on to? Then it goes on to read, the act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. Listen to this. Walking in faith, living in faith, will cause you to stick out. Walking in faith, living in faith, will cause you to stand out. It says the act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors. It set them above the crowd. It caused them to stand out. Verse 3 says, by faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. Now faith, the letter N-O-W, now. It means, actually I just thought about the song we just heard, No Ordinary Worship. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have no ordinary worship faith? Glory to God. That was for somebody. N-O-W. Now or without faith. Now or without faith. Do you have now faith? Do you have excitingly new faith? Do you have faith that is constantly aware of what is new? Or do you have faith that is lacking or that is absent of something? And what would that be? The thing that will cause faith to be absent or lacking something is the Word of God. Let's go to Romans 10:17. Talking about now faith. Romans 10:17. And it reads, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're lacking faith, that means you're lacking the word of God. If your faith is absent, that means the word of God is absent. No word, no faith. No word, no faith. I want to read this in the Message translation, Romans 10:17. And it reads, actually, let me go up. It says, but not everybody is ready for this. Ready to see and hear and act. But not everybody is ready for this. Ready to see and hear and act. So there must be a readiness to see, a readiness to hear, and a readiness to act. Isaiah asks what we all ask at one time or another. Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it? The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. Before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. Wow. But unless Christ's word is preached, there is nothing to listen to. Question. What are you listening to? Whatever you're listening to determines if you have now faith or without faith. So what are you listening to? Now, the word now, of course, I use those letters as acronyms also. Now means as the song said, no ordinary worship, but no attainment without faith. No attainment without faith. Let's go back to Hebrews 11 and verse 2. Hebrews 11, verse 2. And it reads, for by it, by faith, by it the elders obtained a good report. So if you want to obtain a good report, you must have faith. There's no attainment without faith. That's number one. Number two is no order without faith. Let's look at verse 3. Actually, we're going to look at verse 3 in the Amplified Bible. Hebrews 11, verse 3. And it reads, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashion, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. So because God spoke his word, it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So by him speaking his word, it caused everything to come to order. No order without faith. Number two. Number three, no offering without faith. Verse 4 reads, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. See, Cain and Abel, they took their offerings to God. But only Abel's was accepted. Why? It says because he obtained witness that he was righteous. He was in right standing with God. No obtainment without faith. So the question is, how are you living? How are you representing God? Do you have a good report? Do you have a right standing relationship with God? Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what's your testimony? Is your testimony when people hear your name, when people think of you, is your testimony that's someone who pleases God? That's someone who has not faith. Now faith. Now or without. So that's your challenge this morning. Let's live like we say who we are. People of faith, Christians, born again, believers. Now, faith, having full assurance and true heart in God's word. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you for delivering us. Now, Father, use us in this world to be examples of faith, of people who have full assurance and true heart in your word. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Now, faith.